A Shropshire comic book artist whose senior's creations turned into a hit US television series is celebrating after finishing work on his 100th comic in the Walking Dead series. Charlie Adlard is from Shrewsbury. He'll mark the occasion by hosting a question and answer session tonight at his local comic book store, Infinity and Beyond, in Shrewsbury. Well, Jonty O'Donnell's been to meet Charlie at his studio in the county town.
I absolutely love it, Charlie, but could you describe what can we see on the cover that you've designed?
Oh, well, the cover I've designed... Well, there's actually three different covers. And the one that's more interesting to probably people in Shropshire is I've done a very personal 100th issue with me standing outside Infinity Beyond the comic shop, which is where I'm going to be doing my celebrations. Kind of surrounded by in the rubble, there's paraphernalia of sort of things that are kind of personal to me.
But you're there brandishing a shotgun as zombies approach you, which is not how we'd kind of imagine the scene just off the English Bridge, is it?
Hey, in a zombie apocalypse, it's all the same, so, you know.
Take us back to the time then when you started working on the comic, and since then we've had the TV series and everything. It's been a bit of an incredible journey for you.
Oh, it's been amazing, because I know it's a horrendous cliche, but you just don't think that this is going to happen. You don't think when you start a book that it's going to spread far and wide into all these other medias and just become this sort of phenomena, whatever it might be. So you just start these things thinking it's a good story, and you hope that you can at least make a living out of it. So when you get to this level, you do sort of have to kick yourself.
I've been lucky enough to see your studio here in Shropshire. Mm-hmm. Shropshire's a, let's be fair, quiet, rural county.
Yeah.
No zombies that I'm aware of.
Not that I've noticed, no.
What's it like? You've been on set in America, you've been to Atlanta, you know, you've seen the series come to life on the screen. It must be quite bizarre, your creations here in Shropshire becoming such a phenomenon, you know, all over the world.
Well, that's the weird thing. But it's also quite a grounding thing, because I think that just the benefit of distance gives me a kind of a very realistic view on everything. I've only been out there twice, but I really wanted to go out for the pilot. And I think I was out there for, well, I was out there for 3 full days of shooting. And yeah, I got to be a zombie in the show. You will not see me in the show. Believe you me, I was part of a massive crowd of zombies. But it was an amazing experience. And I got lots out of it. Just to be sat in the makeup trailer and have the makeup applied, because I was laughably referred to as a VIP zombie. And it really felt like we were on a major motion picture. You could literally stand in the middle of the main street and look all 4 ways. And all you could pretty much see was the zombie apocalypse, whichever way you turned. Which is an incredible thing. And, like, you know, the most amazing thing to think, God, this is all based on our book.
Yeah. You must be incredibly proud of your work.
Yeah, I suppose I am. It's one of those things, you just sit down and you just do it day in, day out. That's how it always has been, regardless of how massive a thing it is.
That's Charlie Adlard. His question and answer session tonight sold out, by the way, but there is another open session with Charlie at Infinity and Beyond at the bottom of Wild Cop on Saturday afternoon from 1 o'clock until 3. You can give the shop a call on 01743 360 666.
A genuine local Shropshire superstar. Hats off, Charlie. OK, morning. It's Tuesday morning. My name's Jim Hawkins, here until 12 to talk about, well, whatever you